experimentation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
There's a great big disconnect happening in Michigan between the demand for workers with specific skill sets and the available pool of graduates who have those skills. The challenge boils down to this: how do we connect young people to those high-demand jobs? One possible solution is launching. It's called My Bright Future. Lisa Katz is with us. She's executive director of the Workforce Intelligent Network, which is one of the partners in this new effort, My Bright Future. Welcome to The Next Idea, Lisa.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Let's look at the employment landscape in Southeast Michigan, because in your essay for The Next Idea, you say this region's experiencing a perfect storm. In what way?
So as you mentioned in your opening comments, we're seeing job demand and very important industries in Southeast Michigan that really drive our economy, like advanced manufacturing, engineering and skilled trades, information technology, healthcare. And in those industries, we just don't see enough workers going into those fields in the future. People aren't getting the degrees they need in those areas to convince us that the demand that we have now and down the road are going to be met. And at the same time, we have an aging workforce, so many of the people who are working in those occupations now are going to be retiring, and that's going to make it even harder for employers to meet the demands that they have to produce for their customers.
Is a lot of this driven by, we'll call it a hangover from the Great Recession?
Some of it is. I think for sure we see in the advanced manufacturing fields, for example, people are reluctant to encourage their kids to go into those occupations because they're not certain that those jobs are secure. Even in IT, people remember the tech bust that happened around 2000, and you know, jobs were lost. But part of it is just experience. IT is still a relatively new field. We all have it around us every day, but demand is growing exponentially. And we're all relatively new to this world of tech, you know, the Internet of Things, tech and everything. And so certainly we get this scenario where people have been burned by the economy and they're reluctant to encourage others to go into those fields. But also any household, any given household where there's a kid, you know, they may have two parents. Those two parents generally have at most two jobs. Mm. And that's the realm of awareness that kids get.
And you make a real fine point in your essay that anybody expecting the high school counselor to be the driver in all of this is really on the wrong track. I was really taken aback by that average ratio of 700 students to one counselor in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, our counselors are completely outnumbered. There's no way that they can adequately spend time with all the kids that they have to work with to get them up to speed on the careers that are out there. But on top of that, even if they could spend a lot of time one-on-one with each of those kids, they have many other demands placed on them. Test administration, scheduling, dealing with social and personal issues with kids, college advising. They don't have a lot of time to spend on careers. And when you think about the number of careers that are possibly out there for someone to consider, counselors can't possibly be familiar with all of those.
So thus, your group, the Workforce Intelligent Network, is collaborating with a number of different partners using technology to try to address the gap. And this effort is the one called My Bright Future. That's MI, as in Michigan. Just what is it? How does it work?
Really what My Bright Future is trying to do is crowdsource the idea of career awareness and readiness. So it does rely on a technology platform that schools would use. There's a technology platform that most of our schools use called Career Cruising. Kids go through and they take some personal assessments about their interests. They get to go online and explore some different occupations, but it's not a very engaging process. And what My Bright Future would do would be to create an add-on to that Career Cruising platform that would allow interested employers to offer real engagement opportunities to students as part of their education development planning process. So now suddenly, a kid who is in eighth grade or ninth grade who has learned about a healthcare occupation of interest can go out and find an employer and say, hey, what is a phlebotomist? What does a phlebotomist do? Hmm. oh, really? I don't want to work with blood, but I want to work in a health system. Are there other jobs that are out there in a health system that wouldn't involve working with blood, for example? And they can actually find employers that are willing to allow the kids to visit their office setting, or maybe a teacher wants to find that employer who will come and give the presentation to the class. As the kids get older, employers can offer other opportunities like the internships or the mentoring or the job shadow or that summer job. They can even offer those opportunities to teachers or counselors so those individuals can get that experience. So it's a very robust platform that tries to connect the dots between students, teachers, parents, and employers who need this talent down the road.
So planting seeds at maybe a middle school age and then nurturing them through the high school years.
Right. What we're imagining is a system that goes all the way from middle school to high school. And a lot of the opportunities we think will be targeted to, you know, high schoolers. But certainly having an employer come into the classroom is something that could be done at younger ages. But the idea is that in our work at Wynn, we've talked to a lot of employer groups about what their current needs are, what their future needs are. And, you know, you talk to manufacturers, you talk to IT professionals, we hear over and over again, kids just aren't interested in our jobs. And the hypothesis here is that the best way to grow that interest is to show kids what these jobs really are. So we've had close to 100 employers already in just the four counties where we're piloting that have signed up in a very short period of time. We're just beginning our outreach to provide those experiences. And it is really a variety of ways that they could get involved, like I mentioned, but even things like judging the high school robotics competition or being an online career coach where you answer questions online about your job. I mean, the bar is very low for getting involved. It can be as minimal or as involved as you want to be. But what we have seen is that other communities that have adopted similar processes have seen really great results.
With these online school-to-job pipeline programs like this.
Exactly. That interest translates into them, from a statistically significant standpoint, doing better in school, persisting longer, more likely to graduate, more likely to go to college, better test results, better grades, because suddenly it's not just an academic experience. They understand that the reason I need to do well in school is because this will help me get the job that I want, something that I'm really passionate about. And they learn about that passion by touching and feeling and experiencing it at an early age.
So we're talking about using technology to build these bridges between students and careers with this software. And on the next idea, we've often explored the idea that technology alone is not the magic bullet. I'm thinking of the iPad debacle in the LA County School Districts as one example where they gave every kid an iPad and learning outcomes did not improve. How do you position this software, this technology, so that it's truly effective?
The technology is just an enabler in this case. I mean, the real magic is that interaction between the students and the employers, whether that's in the classroom or in the office setting or one-on-one. All the technology does is help the employers identify how they would like to get involved and allows the matchmaking to occur. What's happening beyond that is the community partners doing outreach to those employers, the employers having that engagement with the kids linking this information to their education development plans so that now that they have a resume that they've developed and they've explored some careers, but they've also had some real experience with it. So we don't focus so much on the technology as we do on the relationship building that occurs. And like I said, it's crowdsourcing that career awareness counseling that our overwhelmed counselors just can't do on their own.
So you've got the pilot effort getting launched in Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, and St. Clair County. So there's the potential to reach 238,000 kids as this gets up and running. I'm just kind of interested in the challenges that you're facing in getting this going, whether there's resistance from schools or, you know, and I got to think of that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I can easily envision a bunch of high schoolers kind of seeing something like this as, you know, a chore, not an opportunity. How do you engage the kids?
One of the things that we are doing is making sure that we do have a youth advisory group, and we're forming that right now so that we know that the opportunities that employers are offering are really meaningful to kids. So part of it is get the kids involved in creating the experience so that it's something that they want to do. But then there's the policy side of it, which is making it something that is expected of them and enforcing that, because right now, you know, education is really, you know, we know education is important. Everybody needs to be a critical and strategic thinker. But at the end of the day, why do we go through school? Why do we go to college? Why do we spend tens of thousands of dollars per year on all this education? It's so we can get a job. And what we're hearing from employers is that the education alone isn't cutting it. They want people with experience, and they also want people who are interested in their jobs. And so if we really want to do service to our students and to our employers, we need to do a better job of bridging the gap between them.
And what needs to happen, do you think, to take My Bright Future and move it beyond these initial four counties and make it available to students throughout the state?
For it to be done really well, I think having a good, solid base investment, hopefully from a state organization or a good foundational grant, would really help move things along. We know, just in talking to other communities, that there are many, many, many more that want to do this. We know of 8 states that are implementing this right now, and we've been learning exemplary practices from them and trying to integrate them into our process. We think that this really has legs and that we should be looking at how to invest in this, just like Ohio does. They use a different tool, but it's a very similar idea. We don't want to be behind when it comes to helping our kids understand where the Michigan economy is going, because if we do, the Michigan economy won't get there.
Lisa Katz is the director of the Workforce Intelligent Network, one of the partners in My Bright Future, building bridges between students and careers in Michigan. Her essay is on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.